Welcome to the Evening Booze Hour.
Episode 73, the most insignificant number of all time.
Like, almost as insignificant as last night's Oscars, which bored me to death.
Boom! You're coming in strong with that.
That's right.
It was. Ugh. Yikes.
I mean, such a big week, like, also, and then, like, ends with the Oscars, and I was, like, such a letdown. I know we'll get into it, like, in a little bit, but, yeah, if you want to talk about insignificant things.
This is just the most insignificant episode we've ever done. So there you have it. Right at the top.
We're already
telling you. Just skip the whole episode.
But first, leave us an iTunes review, and then you can just wait for next week.
Yes. Oh, and by the way, I'm Kate.
Oh, yeah. I'm Liz, and this is the Evening Booze Hour, where we report on weird and wonderful headlines, stuff that you missed, like, beyond the top-breaking stories. Yeah. Oh, we also have a drinking game. Mm-hmm. And what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking from my super fancy Boda box. Yes. Box of wine. I went back to the box, guys. Those bubbles last week. Whew.
Oh.
Too much.
Too much? Too much carbonation, huh?
Yeah. I'm not a, like, I never drink carbonated drinks. So it was like, so bloated. Oh, God. Anyone? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Cut. No, just kidding. Okay.
You just sounded so, like, alone in that moment. Anyone?
So, I was so sad and lonely. I was trying to think of anything redeeming about drinking out of a box of wine. No, it's actually not bad. It's the Nighthawk something red blend.
Okay.
It's actually pretty decent, so.
I do like a red blend, usually.
Yeah, so what are you drinking this fine evening?
Well, I am drinking something with bubbles, so I went to back to our old strategy of just buying one can of wine instead of, like, a whole bottle. And I got House Wine, which is the brand, and I've had their stuff before, but I didn't realize they made champagne. So they have a Brut Bubbles version, and so I got that because I know we're going to be talking about the Oscars, and the Oscars are usually, like, my Super Bowl, and I love to drink champagne and eat chicken wings and stuff, but not this year.
Yeah, so why didn't you watch the Oscars, Elizabeth?
Well, I didn't watch the Oscars. I watched as much as I could of, like, the red carpet, but I went and saw Aziz Ansari, the comedian. Don't send all your hate mail to me right away. I still love Aziz, okay?
Please hold your hate mail.
And, yeah, and so at the show, they took your phones and put them in these, like, locked cases. And so I was, like, without, you know, knowing who's winning, who's wearing what. Like, it was torture.
That's crazy. So I guess he didn't go to the Vanity Fair after party then.
No, he went to, like, the gas lamp quarter after party, I'm pretty sure.
Awesome.
He went to the dive bar and the gas lamp.
Perfect.
Yeah. No. But yeah, I mean, it's one of my favorite things. And, like, this week has been such a big week. So before we get into that, let's just quickly talk about our drinking game. You can take a sip anytime we have a story from Arizona, Texas, Florida, or Hangzhou, China. Anytime we have a story about misogyny. Anytime we say the word literally. Anytime, we talk about Ben Affleck's back tattoo. Anytime we get the Nick Cage rage, we've added Gwyneth the Menace Paltrow to the mix. So anytime we say her, but you know what? She's just a temporary contender. We're waiting for someone else to knock her off. So we're trying to find out who that's going to be. So yeah, take a sip, whether it's your coffee, your water, you're drinking some booze like us, you know, like, play along and feel free to send us your story ideas. We want your local news, your local weird news that no one has ever heard of. Send it to eveningboozehour@gmail.com.
It's always the best.
It is. Send it to us. Thank you to the people who have, you know, and then follow us on social media. We're on Instagram and Twitter. You can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/eveningboozehour for as little as $1 a month. And you can still come on and do a story with us when you are a Patreon saint. So don't forget about that. It's always really fun to do. And yeah. We also have merch on Threadless, and that's a lot of announcements. So I'm going to shut up now.
Stop talking.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. It's a lot, you guys. You just need to
so
know.
So much that goes into making good. This show work, you know?
So much. It's not even funny. Well, the thing is, this week, no news. No news. And you think like, oh, no news is good news. No. No news is not good news for us. Okay?
Yeah. No. Absolutely like, nothing happened this week.
Yeah. Except like, unless you were, you know, like Khloe Kardashian, Jussie Smollett, or Jussie.
Yep.
God, I knew I was going to say Jussie. Who else?
R. Kelly. Big week for Chicago. Big week for Chicago.
Yeah, Chi Town. Really living it up. Seriously. Oh, dear.
I mean, it's been great to, like, follow the craziness. Don't get me wrong. But it's been very time-consuming because, like, all of this happened at once.
Seriously. It was like a tornado of crazy celebrity gossip. And now it's like no headlines matter because all of this is, like, we're in the midst of it all.
Exactly. Exactly. So everything else feels like so much less, you know, compared to that stuff. And it's like two things I've been waiting for a long time, like Khloé to dump Tristan and R. Kelly to get charged, finally happened. But then this craziness of Jussie Smollett, what the actual fuck is going on right now? Like, who does that? Just makes it like all so insane.
It's like, it's almost like we are going into some sort of weird place. And yeah. I don't know what to think. Like, if this is just like starts to be like a normal thing, that's a not good.
No.
Okay.
No. Like, not who good. In their right mind thinks they can get away with like staging their own assault in this day and age? I mean, I feel like you have to have never seen any Forensic Files or understand anything about that.
Yeah.
Like,
I am just like, I don't even have a comment about it. I can't even comment on it because it's so mind boggling.
Bizarre. Just absolutely bizarre behavior. Like, you know, it's someone who like is like a very narcissistic personality, I feel like, but also like someone who lives in their lies, right? And like has to make up stuff to like have drama in their life.
Yeah, and I did not think he was like that.
No, I mean,
a lot of people didn't think he was capable of that. So it's like extra shocking, right?
It's super shocking. And it's all, you know, look, it makes so many people who are trying to do good look bad, you know, too. And just like, what were you thinking this was going to achieve, really, for the movement, man? You know?
Right, and it's like Wolf, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, he does this, and then now what people are going to think, everything's fake now? You know what I mean?
Right, exactly. Oh, my gosh, that's so crazy. And then, like, the whole R. Kelly thing, he still continues to have so many supporters, you know? And for those of you who have seen the documentary, the Lifetime one, I watched it. It's, like, absolutely horrifying. It's disgusting. But it's really all about, like, this guy, like, has mind control. And, like, his songs are literally, like, songs that you played at your wedding and your graduation. And, like, there's the soundtrack to your life. So it's hard for people to look past that. I think the same with Michael Jackson, you know, like, that documentary.
Oh,
there's just so much crazy stuff happening right now. It's all bubbling up to the top. I don't know what is going on with like the universe and making it all.
And then there's this whole thing with Khloe Kardashian and Mike Fleiss, the creator of The Bachelor. They're on this whole Twitter thing with like Kim Kardashian and Kris Jenner. It's crazy. I don't know if you saw any of this, but like,
I hope it's true. I hope she's going to be on The Bachelorette.
Yeah. So he says, oh, Khloe Kardashian is going to be on is going to be the next Bachelorette, blah, blah, blah. Tags Kim and Khloe in it. And Kim Kardashian tweets back, or whatever you do on Twitter. this is like fake fucking news. And he was like, no, she signed a confidentiality agreement. So he was like in a Twitter war with Kim Kardashian.
Really? I mean, yeah. I think that's hilarious. I hope it's true.
Yes. Well, and then Kim Kardashian screenshotted a picture from like her text messages between Kris Jenner, Khloe Kardashian, Kim Kardashian. She's like, Khloe, are you the next Bachelorette? Or like something about like, are you even talking to the Bachelorette or whatever? Uh-huh. And they're like, no, ew, gross, blah, blah, blah.
That's hilarious. No, I mean, yeah. Kim brings the receipts, right? Like always. So.
Yeah. She really does. She is the ultimate ride or die. The ultimate.
And yeah, so, I mean, everybody feels bad for Khloe, right? Like, I mean, everything you see is like, we all just want Khloe to be happy. So everyone hurts when Khloe hurts, you know?
And then she posted that good Insta story about a snake.
Ooh, yes. Oh my gosh. I know. And so now apparently Jordan, who was Kylie's best friend, who cheated with Tristan Thompson. So like Kardashian friend circle incestuous, but yeah. She's moved out of Kylie's house. Kylie's devastated, which is super sad. Like we've talked about, she can't just go to like a mommy group and meet other friends, you know, like that's not possible for her.
Normal. Yeah. She's not like a normal person in society.
She's a cool mom.
She's not a regular mom like me. She's a cool mom, okay? She can't just go to mommy and me group at the library.
But like, yeah, so she has like no one she can trust. She's got this best friend. Like, I told Kate, if you ever fucking pull this shit, we are done. We are done. No, same thing. No. You know, normally I would blame the man completely, like, especially in this case, but she is a family friend. Like, you know what a snake creep he is. So what are you doing?
Like, people are saying like, oh, well, they haven't been together for months. So, you know, he didn't think he was doing anything wrong because they were already broken up. And it's like, but he knows who she is, who Jordan is, like, in that family.
Yeah. And who sent Khloe flowers on Valentine's Day if they're broken up? You know, like, I don't know about all that.
It's crazy. I just, I mean, this is so interesting to see how this is gonna play out. I don't know. I don't know, people. But anyway, so yeah, Jordan Gate. Oh my God.
Jordan Gate. Oh my God. Well, we now all know who fucking Jordan is. So congratulations, Jordan. You can go sell as many eyelash extensions as you need to now, girl.
Yeah, eyelash extensions. I love it. Okay. So anyway, so like, as we were saying, there's been like no news. All that to say, there's been no new news. Yeah, like last week, I feel like I had to leave a couple stories out because I had so many. And this week I was like scrambling. But, you know, we don't want to jam down your throats all the main news that you've been seeing. So I found this little gem. You know, we love a crazy ass wedding up in here
so much. Can we just like officiate someone's wedding already, please? Like we'll get ordained, okay? We'll do it.
Amber V.
Stop. That's amazing.
She's like our little baby.
An EBH wedding. La la la. Oh my God.
Broadcast live. Oh my God. Genius.
Yes. Okay. Tell me about this wedding because this is what we live for.
So good. I would like love to be involved in one of these insane wedding stories. So the headline is vegan bride disinvites meat eating guests from her wedding because she can't host quote unquote murderers. Oh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess she doesn't want gifts either. So
yes. So this woman, of course, it doesn't give her name, so this could be complete bullshit. We don't know.
That's what you get here. Listen, real, accurate reporting. Okay, people? That's what you're paying for with your Patreon donation.
Nothing but the best. So it says that this bride, who's obviously vegan, she originally was just going to have a vegan menu, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. If that's like what you're all about, I would gladly attend.
Totally.
Your wedding.
It's your wedding. Have what you want to eat.
Yeah. That's right. Girls, gotta eat. So then she changed her mind. God knows why. She sounds like a gem, this woman. This should be on freaking, what's that show? The Crazy Brides show. You know.
Bridezilla? Yeah. I don't, is that what it's called?
So that gives me, like, serious anxiety just watching
it's
the show.
Too
like,
much.
I can't believe that people end up marrying these women. Like, it's so, or that they even have friends.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane.
Yeah.
So she decided, oh no, I'm not just going to have a vegan menu.
Of course not. Why would you please yourself on your wedding day?
She's like, I am going to tell people that unless they are dedicated to becoming vegan, they cannot come to our wedding.
So now your wedding's a cult? Like,
so now her mother's not invited to the wedding.
No!
Oh my God. Her, like, bridesmaids. Because they choose to eat meat and they're murdering the animals. Wow. So she's like, you can't even come to my wedding.
But they're in her life, right? Like, okay, I mean, I guess I get this. So with some religions, it's like that. You can't come to the ceremony unless you are that religion. But, like, are you really that down for veganism, girl, to, like, cut out your own mother from your wedding?
And, like, so she's disinviting them because it's like, this is not how it was from the beginning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's scared that she was legit scared that her meat eating friends and family would physically like attack and harm the vegan guests.
Because they were so hungry.
Yes, they wanted meat so bad. Can you even?
Yeah. Who is she marrying? I need to know more about the partner in the situation.
Name. Didn't even give her name. But yeah, she sounds totally awesome, right?
That's a little too much. Like, most weddings, even meat eater weddings, have a vegetarian option for our vegan and veggie friends, right? Like, why can't you have that, you know? We're not like, oh, you have to be a carnivore, otherwise you can't come to our wedding.
Yes.
You have to have the taste for blood or you can't see me exchange vows.
You need to be borderline vampire.
Exactly. Like, why are you all high and mighty because of that? Like, I don't get it.
Yeah, man. Like, aren't you supposed to be about, like, loving, like, everything? Every, like, being?
No.
Right?
See? No, they're not. And yeah. No offense to vegans, but, like, when did veganism become, like, divisive, you know, and cut out people? I think it's, like, for you to choose, you know. And maybe that's what she's chosen. And now, you know, she's going to have this, like, sacred ceremony that is very rooted in her vegan diet. And so, you know what? It's her day. I'll let her have it. But, like,
dude, how fun is that reception going to be?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Not fun.
No.
Except, like, I really wish I could be vegan, but I just love cheese.
I know.
Much.
Me too, and bacon.
And bacon. Dude, cheese is life.
Cheese is life.
Like, if I stopped eating cheese, I would legit probably lose, like, 90 pounds in a week.
Oh, my God, yeah. And you'd live, like, 40 more years, probably. I know, I can't. I can't either. No, oh, God. I mean, we have, like, 3 different types of cheese in our fridge right now.
Oh, easily.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's my wedding story. And I don't know. It's just like very apocalyptic out there.
Come on, people. You need your protein. Eat your meat. Come on. You need to be ready for the apocalypse.
I know. And it's like, what was everybody at the Oscars a vegan too? Because like,
blah.
Hurry.
Not that vegans are blah. God, I feel like we're really hating on vegans right now. We're hating on this particular vegan. We are not vegan shaming, okay? Like you said, I too wish I had the mental discipline to be vegan, but I am a weak, weak piece of fat.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Anyways. Speaking of people who are not weak, weak pieces of fat, the Oscars happened and there was lots of beautiful people gathered in puffy dresses.
Puffs, ruffles, medals. I mean, what wasn't there at the Oscars?
Anything exciting.
Okay, look. This was not the best. Red card, not the worst. I mean, listen, I kind of liked everything ish. There was nothing that blew me away, and there was nothing that made me like so disgusted.
No, totally agree. I mean, I think we've talked about this and we'll get into it, but Lady Gaga's dress was very tame, but it was my favorite because I felt like it was the most like Oscar worthy. I mean, yes, some were very nice, but I felt like I'd seen it all before. There was nothing super original, nothing like out of the box, no like showstoppers really at all.
Right. Well, Billy Porter.
Oh, well, yes. Oh my gosh. You are right. You are right. Yes.
So he was one of the opening, you know, acts, if you will, down the red carpet. And that was a way to start it. And it was like, ooh, that was like the first picture I saw. Cause I wasn't watching red carpet, like on the TV or anything. I was just kind of scrolling through Instagram. And, so he was the first, you know, picture that came out on red carpet. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be so good. That was basically the height of it. Right. Yeah.
I mean, I think Kendall Jenner was a showstopper in a different way, like the another more talked about outfit, just because you could almost
for a Vanity Fair,
right? I mean, just of the night, like of like the ones that like made headlines, really, because it was so skimpy, but like it showed off her amazing body. But like, I know you hated it too.
Yeah, well, I just thought like I could not stop thinking about just like a loincloth,
yeah,
and just like, you know.
It was a gigantic
old timey movies with people with loincloths. Like I don't get it. Like it just seems like it would be so uncomfortable, that long strip of fabric dingle dangling.
It's like you're meant to sit with your legs spread open like a cowboy, you know. Otherwise, how can you sit and cover up?
Cowboy.
Well, otherwise it's gonna go off on either side. You almost have to sit like that. Like I don't think it's definitely comfortable. I felt like it was just a showstopper because of the, like, it was so, you know, revealing and whatnot.
Oh yeah, I mean,
yeah,
come on, there's never been a slit that high and you have it on both sides.
Which, yeah, I mean, speaking of revealing, also, was it Zoe Kravitz that came in the bra, the gold bra?
Yes, the 24 karat gold bra.
Yes.
Like basically like a little triangle bikini top. Which like she can totally pull it off.
Yeah, but I don't know if the Oscars is the time and place for that. I think the Grammys maybe.
It's the after party.
Oh, that's what the after party. Okay. See, I did not see that. There was a one list I had that wasn't really clear. It was just stuff from throughout the whole weekend. Yeah. Okay. Then for the after party, maybe, but even that though, like, I just felt like it was more of a Grammys type outfit.
Well, did you see Melissa McCarthy and her husband at the Vanity Fair
after
party?
Yes. I loved it.
Yes. This is this not couples goals? Please. They were in Adidas, black Adidas tracksuits. Loved it. Loved it. And they totally pulled it off.
Oh, yeah.
Like, of course you want to be wearing a tracksuit at an after party.
Oh
You've been
my
in a
God.
gown.
And
You know, she had like
heels.
a nice
Yeah.
fitted pantsuit on,
I liked
which
her
looked
outfit.
great.
She looked
Yeah,
great in
she
it.
looked great. And yeah, so she's like, dude, I'm gonna be in a fucking tracksuit right now. Do it.
Do it. I love that too. Like, just be comfortable, have fun. It's your night, you know, like, definitely. They're so cute.
And lots of pink on
Pink,
the red carpet.
yes. I love Julia Roberts. I mean, I did love that dress when she presented. Ugh.
So we had Julia Roberts, Kacey Musgraves, Gemma Chan, Angela Bassett, Linda Cardellini. She had that bright pink ruffly hot pink, which I kind of liked. I kind of thought was cute, but don't know who she is. Sarah Paulson, Dame Helen Mirren,
I
and
loved Helen Mirren's dress, actually. I really did. I mean, she looked gorgeous.
they all wore pink,
Yeah. Pink was a big
which I
color.
liked. Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was, but like it's like safe and nice and nothing crazy.
Hate it. Speaking of pink, hated. I always hate whatever she wears, and I love her, but hated Maya Rudolph stuff. Like, I hate whatever she wears,
Oh,
honestly. Like, I never feel like it's flattering
very
on her.
flatter. Yes, exactly. Yeah, she never wears flattering to her body,
And
you know,
I
like.
love her, but like, I'm just like, come on, like, yeah, exactly. Get something a little more fitted. It's always like she had this big cape and then this big like dress underneath, and it was just like so much fabric, and
Just too much fabric.
there was a
So much.
print, you know, like felt like maybe if the cape had the print and not the dress or something, like not all print, you know.
No, totally agree. I loved Elizabeth Banks with her red puff.
I
You know, it was
had
like
her too.
puffy top, and then just like the big. It was just. It's just such a cute look. I just loved it.
I had her too, and I actually really liked her turquoise jewelry that she matched with it. I thought was like really a nice way to accent it. And yes, I mean the puffy sleeves, it's like very Cinderella-y, but she just had very natural hair, and I really liked it too. She looked
Yeah,
beautiful.
it just looked so cute, like, you know, whatever. And she's from Pittsfield. Okay. Oh, another huge thing of the night was Selma Blair, who showed up at the Vanity Fair red carpet or whatever they do, you know, the before the party. And she had her cane. She was diagnosed with MS, if you don't know, like pretty recently. So this was like her first kind of outing since she's, you know, revealed that she has MS. And she looked amazing. She was working that cane.
She
Loved it.
was. I just don't like the slick back hair. I like the dress, and she did have a fun cape with the cane was great, but like I don't like the slicked back hair. I don't.
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard when you have short hair too, you know, because like you can't really do an updo.
Well, okay, I love speaking of someone who has pretty short hair, longish bob, Regina King. I thought it looked beautiful in her white dress and with the like high slit.
And at the Vanity Fair party, she had like a corally orangish dress on. I really liked that dress
Really
too.
pretty color. And like she just also had really natural hair, and it's just sort of like short, you know, longish bob, but very very short hair. But like her dress still wasn't super original. It was just very flattering on her. She looked
It looked
awesome.
great. Yeah. Yeah, like everybody looked really good, I thought. It was like,
I mean, but can we talk about the one who usually takes the cake always, J-Lo?
oh, yes. Okay. So she had that mirror dress on, just like a kajillion little mirror pieces.
Super metallic.
Yeah, it was like a disco ball, basically.
And
But of
long
course,
sleeve, turtleneck,
yes, like
covered.
full coverage, full coverage, full length, like, yeah, the whole. But she looks amazing to me always.
Yeah, I loved the what she changed into. Like, I love that even more. Like the
Yeah, so this was like
beautiful.
an iridescent-y, like it almost looked like a, she had a fan. Like when she placed her hand higher up on her hip, like it looked like she was holding a fan but it like matched perfectly her dress.
It looked like a butterfly wing. Like, you're right. Like, the iridescence. Yeah. Like, it was so beautiful, and it was just more fun party. It had a big slit, you know, the other one that seemed very, like, constricting. But I have been really into long-sleeve dresses lately, and I did like Charlize Theron's dress. Hated her hair. Didn't like the necklace. But I loved the deep
back cut out, mm-hmm. too. Yes. Mm-hmm. So nice.
And like, a cool color. Enough.
Yeah, it was a cool color. It was different than any other thing, yeah. I thought.
Like bluish that was gray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked that.
I just realized I don't like Charlize as a brunette. I was like, oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, a lot of people were surprised. I don't know if is that for a role or...
I hope so.
What, something different? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. And then we just have to mention Jason Momoa's... scrunchie.
Yes.
His matching scrunchie to his suit. He and his wife, Lisa Bonet, they matched not only on the Oscar red carpet in their little pinkish lavender.
Loved it.
You know, outfits. Mm-hmm. They then matched at the Vanity Fair party.
I love them and together. They're so cute.
So they're like perfect together.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah.
I love the light pink. We saw like Post Malone wear that at the Grammys too. And I feel like this light pink on men is so like flattering for some reason. So, and I love their matchy couple matchiness.
They're couple matchy coupleness. They're so cute. I love them.
One other person who, like, I didn't really like what she wore most of the night, but I liked what she wore on the red carpet, and I wish she hadn't changed out of it, was Tina Fey. She wore a really beautiful blue dress, and then, like, she changed into the thing that she wore for the opening, and she's another person who I feel like gets the shaft a lot, like, with dresses just that aren't very fitting or flattering on her, and I don't feel like it's her fault, you know. I just don't feel like people know what to do with her, and this one was like a really beautiful, like, just simple blue dress, and she looked great.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, what's up with like some of the choices some people make? It's like baffling. But I thought this year was like not like
it was safe.
Really isn't any that stuck out to me that I was like, oh my god, what were you thinking?
Yeah, it was safe. I mean, Gaga looked great. That huge honking diamond she wore had only been worn by Audrey Hepburn, I think, previously. Yeah. Or she was like the last person to wear it.
$30 million. Yeah. Could you imagine?
No. I would like, die.
So nervous.
Yeah.
I was like, I couldn't even handle the pressure of that. No. Let alone walking the red carpet and singing a duet with Bradley Cooper, which we all know that song makes me like want to die. I can't even listen to it on the radio. I can't. I have to like turn the song off. Like I can't listen. I physically can't. It's so good.
We finally saw A Star Is Born, so now I feel like I appreciate it more, you know. But like, yeah, I don't know.
Wait till you see that performance.
Yeah, I have not seen it yet, so I'm behind. But like, I do love her, and I thought she should have won Best Actress. I thought she was really good in A Star Is Born. I don't know if that wasn't my pick for like Best Picture, but I thought she was great.
Well, didn't she win? Something?
She won for Best Song for Shallow.
Best Song.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, clearly I only did the red carpet. Once the actual show, I'm like, what? I haven't seen, okay, the last movie I saw was Wreck-It Ralph 2, okay? Like, and before then, I saw Incredibles 2, and before then, I literally don't even remember.
Yeah.
But like, it's nothing. I haven't seen any current movies.
We usually try to go see like the Best Picture nominees, my husband and I, and like we have friends who are into that too. But like this year, there just weren't any that were like super jumped out to us. We knew we weren't going to be able to watch the show anyways, but like we saw a few of them. It's just like, yeah, I feel like the whole year, like the Oscars, there was no host. It was just like boring. They need to really mix it up next year, be original, get something unique, because like it's kind of like dying now for like the younger generations. Like, who's gonna want to continue watching this?
Care?
Yeah,
they don't care. So And then it starts to get so like political, and you know, there's all these, oh well, you know, they always pick these people and this
Right.
and that. Like, it's just so, yeah, people our age and younger, they're like, whatever, we like this Netflix series that we binge watched in,
Yeah.
you know,
I mean,
a
like,
day.
well, I mean, just to show, like, get with the times, like, Roma was a Best Picture nominee. I haven't seen it, but it's on Netflix, okay? It's like accessible to people, like, fine art cinema. It can actually be accessible to people, you know? And it doesn't have to be this thing anymore that, like, only, you know, the rich and famous can have. I'm gonna go on a rant. We need to change
I love it.
subjects.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we have nothing, we don't have anything else to say. So,
It was boring. That's my like 2 cents. Like, it was safe. Like, I hope they do something. I was really hoping because there was no host and you kept hearing about that, they were gonna do something awesome and like have a
oh.
surprise host, which they kind of did with like Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph and Tina Fey. But like, I wanted them to bring like a surprise host that like none of us expected and have
Yeah,
and
they
just drop
do.
it.
Whoever's running the show over there, they are just like the people around are probably just waiting for that person to die because
Or
it needs it.
retire.
Oh, right.
You don't have to
All
do the
right.
Oscars until you're dead.
Oh, it's not like the Supreme Court.
Yeah. The Academy is not like the Supreme Court.
Oh my God,
You also don't
Ruth.
have to do the Supreme Court until you're dead. You can retire too. It's
Oh my
not
God.
indentured servitude.
Oh my God.
Oh my.
RBG.
Yeah,
RBG.
that was a great one.
Oh
Didn't
Lord.
win.
I just can't. I don't know. I don't know anyone who won. I know Mahershala Ali won.
Yep. I liked Green Book, but like apparently I have too much white privilege to understand like why it was a controversy. Like I get why it was a controversy and I totally see that, but I thought it was an interesting story that like tackled a really tough subject with humor and, you know, a heartwarming like ending, you know, and
Don't
whatever.
know, didn't see it, never heard
Send
of
me
it
your hate
before.
mail. That and Aziz and I'm the worst this week apparently.
You're so misogynistic this week.
That's right. That's right. Well,
No, but seriously, he's really good in True Detective, by the
I
way.
know I haven't
I'm
seen that
really
season
into
yet.
it.
Oh my
Really
God.
into this season. And the last episode just came out, and my husband and I are like dying to watch it. So
Wait, you need to give me your HBO password, okay? Offline. Offline.
was given to me, so I have to double check.
Oh, okay. One of
I
those
can double check.
situations. No.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. Speaking of fashion, I feel like the natural transition is to go into our Animal Kingdom story this week. Am I right?
I mean, who's more fashionable than a fucking Bruiser Woods Chihuahua?
I mean, having an animal on your arm is one of the most iconic things you can do in fashion. And we all are now mourning the loss of Karl Lagerfeld, the fashion
R.I.P.
designer. And it is coming to light that his feline companion, Choupette, I believe that's how you pronounce it, I'm not sure, but
Yeah.
Choupette, is in mourning for her father's law. Yes, obviously. I mean, it's so sad. Choupette posted a picture on Instagram revealing her broken heart.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I couldn't anymore. A cat posted
Yes,
a
yes.
picture on Instagram.
And
Like
she,
a cat does.
like a
Does
cat
your
does.
cat have an Instagram account?
No, but I do know
What's
some
your cat's
people
Instagram account?
with in cat and dog Instagram accounts. You know who you are, people. I don't have time for that. And my animals are not very photogenic.
Oh my God.
But Choupette is like this beautiful Burman cat. It's a Burmese, you know, type of cat, which are
Oh,
really
super hairy.
valuable. And
Yeah,
yes.
aren't they like super fluffy?
Yeah, they're like white. It's got beautiful white hair. It she kind of looks like her daddy, Karl Lagerfeld. Like, beautiful white hair.
I mean, you know what they say.
Yeah.
You turn into your pets.
Blue eyes, you know. And so she posted this picture, or whoever is taking care of her, which actually that's kind of a mystery right now. No one knows who's, like, running the Instagram, I believe. And, like,
so the cat really is.
Well, she has, like, two maids that, like, take care of her when, like, Carl wasn't around. But, like, no one really knows, like, what's key. Because she's – I'll get into it. She's, like, also kind of a brand.
Okay. Okay. I'm super intrigued.
So she had this, you know, like, veil, and it's black, and she's super sad. And, you know, says that she was simply heartbroken. And apparently, at one time – in an interview, Karl Lagerfeld said he would marry this cat. Like, he was in love with this cat.
Oh, my God. What?
So, he hasn't – you would think, right, like, oh, he's had this cat since he was, like, a child or something, you know? Like, this cat has – is been with him for decades. He's only had this cat since, like, 2011. And
Shut up.
No, and it used to belong to this French model named Baptiste Giabicondi. Baptiste Giabicondi. And anyway, so he was, like, house sitting for him, for the model, Baptiste, in 2011. And he met Choupette that way. And he basically was like, I'm sorry, but Choupette is mine now, like, after spending 2 weeks with Choupette.
God. Oh my God, was he fucking this cat? What's happening?
Okay, doesn't talk about that, but it does. Like, he has been quoted in an interview talking about Choupette, like, sleeping with him and, like, playing with him in the middle of the night and, like, biting him kind of softly. And, like, if he sleeps with his back to her, then she growls.
Yeah, same.
She's got, like, close to 200,000 Instagram followers, okay? Choupette is, like, a brand. She's a model. She's actually earning her own income. She's earned about 2.5 million pounds for herself.
What does she do? What does she do? Fancy Feast commercials?
No, she's been, like, featured in high-end fashion, like, shoots where, like, a model's holding her in front of the Eiffel Tower, like, as an accessory, kind of.
Oh, my God.
And she's also, what? Like, a muse. Like, Chanel was inspired by her eyes.
Of course. I can't.
Yeah, there's some great pictures, which, like, we'll post. But she, I mean, she's a beautiful cat and everything. But, like, the big thing is, now that Carl has passed on, he's got, like, this $150 million fortune, or million euro fortune. Like, I don't even know what it's at. And people are wondering how much he's left to Choupette, you know, and, like, who is going to be the person, you know, who is going to carry out his bequest, basically, because she
has no children.
Right. And so people had been, like, at kind of, you know, fuckers, little, like, paparazzi had been asking him, like, kind of about it, you know, leading up to his older years. And he was just like, don't worry, there's plenty to go around for everyone. But, like, Choupette has a lifestyle to maintain. She has a chef, a hairstylist, two maids.
No, this is not right. This is not okay.
Like, if I were to leave my pets, my fortune, and I love my pets, they would chew it up and piss on it. Like, and they love me, but this cat, like, it's crazy. Like, the things that it has done and where it has appeared, and, like, he adores this cat. And so, you know what? Leave some money to the cat, make sure it's, like, taken care of, whatever. But, like, come on. Also, at what point does it cross that line?
Yeah, because there has to be a human in charge of the money.
Exactly. And so that's still kind of, like, a mystery, like, who is going to be in charge?
We know, like, if he was sick or just old.
I think he was just old. He was, like, 85, I think. Actually, don't have it in front of me, but, like, he...
Okay, so he must have had a will of who the cat is going to.
Exactly. And then I don't think that's been released yet.
Yeah. Money, right? Like,
yeah, they would be, like, the beneficiary to, like, decide what happens, you know. And, like, he, you know, did have a will, I think, but, like, it hasn't, they haven't released any details other than like he wanted to be cremated without a funeral. So that's happening.
Okay. But yeah. Didn't he have a funeral? Maybe it was just like a memorial Maybe service.
A memorial. He had previously asked that his ashes be mixed and scattered with those of his mother, Elizabeth, and his lover, Jacques de Becher, who died in 1989 of AIDS. So,
damn, 89?
Yeah. So I guess he wanted to be right next to his mom. And there are plans, I believe, for Choupette to be buried with him as well.
Okay. All right. Well...
So don't worry, people.
Damn, I'm so jealous of a cat.
Dude, I mean, this cat's insane. This cat, it's like, it's insane. It's beautiful, but like, is it worth it? I don't know. I mean, I love my animals, but maybe I'm not rich enough to get it, okay?
Yeah, clearly we aren't on the same level as Karl Lagerfeld.
No, but like... Totally. RIP, we are thinking of you, Choupette. We're sorry for your loss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well,
speaking of old white men.
Old men with white hair and white ball hair.
Old men with their old saggy balls.
Okay. So we didn't mention it at the top of the show, but another huge story that broke this week was in the sports world. It was Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been charged with soliciting a prostitute. And, okay, I believe the official charges for soliciting a prostitute, but there are sex worker, we should say that, but there are also, like, other ties to possible sex trafficking and human trafficking happening. God. Like, I don't know if he, like, individually is doing that, but, like, this greater ring of... where he solicited the act from is like part of that.
This sex trafficking with the old white male, famous celebrity, rich, whatever you want to call them. I mean, what was that documentary about the kid who was stolen like while he was delivering mail?
Oh, yeah. The little, yes. Yeah.
What is that called?
God, like, what is it called? Like, Where Is Johnny or something like that. Yeah, something,
oh my God. That like
from the
is,
80s. Yeah. And this has been going on forever.
This has been going on these underground sex trafficking for the rich white male.
Totally.
Is in, I mean, it goes deep. Government, like, just wealthiest families, and it's
wealth and power.
If you start down this rabbit hole, you will never come back out.
You got to be so rich and like famous to be in on this kind of stuff. I feel like you have to have so much power. And like, I mean, here where I live in San Diego, like human trafficking is a real thing because we live so close to the border that like there is a, you know, like you have to be aware of it a lot. And then there's a lot of things that you hear about it all the time. But yeah, I mean, this also happened in Florida. So, you know, again, close to a border and like a man of power. Like, so this happened on the day of the AFC title game for you Patriots fans. So he was celebrating in a different way that day.
How was he celebrating?
Okay, so he went to a spa in Florida. This happened in Jupiter, Florida, which you reminded me, Kate, is where a lot of famous scumbag shit goes down. Like Tiger Woods lived there, I believe. And there's, you know, I mean, we always hear about Trump and his shenanigans in Florida. I feel like Florida drink, right? Like it always happens there. You know,
so
I don't know why. I mean, the guy lives in Massachusetts. I don't know why he's not soliciting sex there. Why does he have to go to Florida? Like, I don't know.
Oh, all rich white people from, you know, Massachusetts have places in the inlet of Jupiter, Florida.
They all live on a commune together. And
yeah, exactly.
So thanks, Robert Kraft is 77 years old. He's a billionaire and he is among 25.
Older.
Oh, yeah. He's so gross. He's among 25 people who were charged in this sex worker prostitution ring by the state attorney of Palm Beach County. in Florida.
Also, like, you're Robert Kraft. What?
Have you seen that guy? He's definitely got to pay for sex. He's so gross.
Okay, but also, he could probably walk down any street in Boston and be like, hey,
yeah,
college girl, come, like, have sex with me.
I'll pay your tuition. Yeah. No, I mean, that's the interesting thing. So this happened at a day spa called Orchards of Asia Day Spa. And there was, like, a picture of it, which it is in, like, a strip mall. Not hating on Asian massage parlors. I go to one. I love it. Okay.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
I don't get the extra stuff. I just get the massage. But
you get the happy ending.
It's cheap. What I'm saying is, he's Robert Kraft. Why can't he get a high-end escort to come massage him and pull on his winky in his penthouse where he's living?
It's really weird. I mean, yeah, there's a reason why he didn't do that. There has to be. It's like,
maybe the wife?
He wanted to get, I don't know.
Maybe it's the risk, right? Like, the risk of going someplace super normal, you know?
Yeah.
So right now, with what he's charged with, it's a first-degree misdemeanor, and it's punishable by up to 1 year in jail and a $5,000 civil penalty. So, like, obviously,
he'll never get that.
Yeah,
never
he's never going to jail. He's going to, like, pay it off, go back to life. But the fact that it's being blown out of proportion is very embarrassing, and it's, like, super great to, like, just show – he's a big Trump supporter. Like, let's just show him for what he really is, you know?
Yeah, once I saw that Trump tweeted about it, so disappointed, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I'm
disappointed
in you.
Trump and his Florida shenanigans, we don't even want to know, okay?
I've gone by his home down there so many times.
Mar-a-Lago?
It's so disgusting.
Oh, God.
It's so stupid. Ugh. Anyway, yeah.
So I'll get into some quick details about this and how we know Robert Kraft actually did this, right? Because let's say, you know, innocent until proven guilty. However, police have said that they have camera footage showing Kraft visited the spa, paid for services in cash at the front desk, and then was taken to a massage room. So this happened on January 19th. He
talk about being at the wrong place at the wrong time.
He just needs to relax. It was a big game. Big game coming up.
Gotta get a massage.
Yeah.
Oh, extra? Okay.
Yeah. So he undressed, laid on the massage bed, and a female masseuse came in. And on the video, she can be seen, and I'm quoting CNN here, manipulating his genitals and later wiping Kraft's genitals with a towel.
Manipulating his genitals?
Yeah. I don't know what that means, but they were getting in there.
What does it mean? I'm so curious.
I think just, you know, hand stuff. But then, okay, so that was the first time, right? So he left, you know, had a great time. He left in his white Bentley, and then actually right after he left, police conducted a traffic stop where they were able to confirm his ID. Like, what an idiot. You know, he leaves the sketchy day spa, gets pulled over, like, immediately, right? And it's all part of this big kind of sting operation.
Oh my God, and he had no idea.
No idea. So then the next day he comes back to the spa, gets another service. And they again have it on video. Yep. Oh, yeah. Back on video, a woman began manipulating his genitals, then put her head down by his genitals. And after a few minutes, I don't know. After a few minutes, she again wiped him up with a towel. So.
Oh, no.
And then in this second video, he's seen giving her a $100 bill. So that's also more like incriminating evidence that he's paying for an act, right?
Oh, boy. Yeah, he's screwed. Although, you know, like you said, he's got money and power, so he's not going to see a day in jail.
No, and he's, like, denying it, which is so crazy. He's just continues to deny it.
And they have video footage?
Oh, yeah. No, and his, like, his attorneys are denying it, but then also saying because it's a legal matter, we're not going to comment further. But basically, yeah, the police have released, like, we have this, we have this, it's
Oh,
everywhere.
God.
Yeah. And so because the NFL is such a big, supporter of women, if
As we all know.
you know my thoughts on the NFL, they are, conducting their personnel conduct policy. And, definitely doing a thorough review of Robert Kraft. And they
Yes.
have said that they will handle this allegation in the same way they would handle any issue under the policy. And they are seeking a full understanding of the facts while ensuring that we do not interfere with an ongoing law enforcement investigation. We will take appropriate action as warranted based on the facts. I'm sorry, you got, amazing, talented athletes who play football that are getting suspended and kicked out for smoking weed. And this guy is like part of a sex trafficking ring potentially, and you're probably not going to do anything to him.
It's just a microcosm of the actual United States.
It really is. Like, the NFL is so crazy and disgusting sometimes. Like,
Oh my God.
they should be added to our drinking list. They might need to bump off Gwyneth, the freaking NFL.
Yes. Oh my God, anything with the NFL.
If they pull one more piece of misogynistic shit, we're adding them. Okay.
That's it, NFL.
That's
Do you hear
right.
me?
We are coming for you. So we will see. I mean, obviously, this is a huge story. It's developing. His legal proceedings are going to, play out, but yeah, that happened this week.
Honestly, it's been a so like if you're a celebrity, watch out.
Oh, we're coming for you.
Because
The
you're next.
internet
You
is coming for you.
It's true. It's Pisces season, right?
Ooh, yeah, you're right, I think.
It's Pisces season. Everybody, watch out. Anything can happen. I don't know what that means at all.
No.
But
Let us know who do you think needs to kick Gwyneth the Menace off the list? Like, send us your stories. Like, what do you think about Robert Kraft? Is he just like an old dude who should get away with whatever he wants because he's rich and he can do it? And or is he like a disgusting dirtbag who needs to be held accountable? Let us know. Obviously, we know it's the second one, but
oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, insanity. Well, I think what? Now we're ready for the BuzzFeed quiz?
yeah, I need to calm down because I'm like raging, so
Oh my God. Okay,
yes,
so
BuzzFeed.
this BuzzFeed quiz, of course, we had to do an Oscars related quiz. So this quiz is get dressed for the Oscars and we'll reveal what you'd get an Oscar for.
I loved it. I love picking out an outfit.
I know there wasn't enough options for me.
Yeah. I'm honestly, there was really only two dresses that it was like between for me.
Same, same, same. I bet they were the same
We
exact
probably
ones.
got the same thing.
Okay, so what did you get an Oscar for?
I accepted a 2019 Oscar for Best Personality in the Room.
Oh my God, that's what I got for high school.
I was just gonna say there, I'm the only one in this room right now. So.
You obviously have the best personality in this room. Oh my God, that's so funny.
it's accurate.
Remember me and Maddie P?
That's right. Oh my gosh,
Thank
you
you.
did. Wait, you didn't get that? I thought for sure you would have gotten the same
I
thing.
didn't get that. No.
Wow. Okay. Okay. No,
Oh.
I like that one. It was like hands down best personality. I think I can work a room. I was happy to receive it. Thank you to my agent, Kate Wachowski. Hide.
I want to thank God and my
Yeah.
life coach, Kate
Exactly.
Hyde. Oh my God.
What did you get?
I got best smile.
Oh, that's so good. You're gonna be on the cover of all the magazines.
Finally.
You're like Julia Roberts.
Oh my God, I wish. God, I love her so much. Oh, yeah, so
That's a good
you know,
one.
it's always yeah, I can't be mad with that. I wonder if they had any
No.
like bad like
Well, that just
like
always
this would
reminds
only
me
be
of
bad.
you because you're always smiling too, so.
I can't not smile. My stupid passport picture, I had to, they're like, no, you can't
Yeah.
smile. I was like, what's not smiling? I'm like, what does that mean? And then I looked like a fucking fugitive in my passport photo. I'm like, oh, great. Cool.
It's so true. It's like, oh, so you want me to look like I just committed a crime. So when you're looking for me.
And like when I'm in front of the border agents or whatever, I'm like border agents, I don't know what they're called. I'm like smiling. So it's like if you're looking at a picture of me and I'm sitting there like a stone cold killer, you're gonna be like, no, this is not real. And then I'm gonna be arrested, and then I'm gonna be in some weird jail in South America.
And they were like, she had just won for best smile. And now she's locked up
Oscar
abroad.
winner. She just won an Oscar for best smile. What's she doing in our jail in freaking
I
Patagonia?
love that there's like an Oscar for best smile in this quiz.
Yes. Well, I did.
Best personality.
I went back and changed one thing. You know, so how it's like you can retake the quiz because I was like, I couldn't decide between these two. So then I went back and changed one thing, and it was best kisser.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, that's so stupid.
Like, I really thought I was gonna get like best director or something. I mean,
Yeah, I thought it was gonna be a real Oscar. We all know how much of a thespian I am.
that's right.
It's that app.
I mean, I worked really hard to take this quiz, so.
Oh my God. You've just been
All
performing
right.
nonstop this whole hour, so I can't even.
Every one of these episodes is worthy of an Oscar. Let's be real. So,
Honestly, oh my God.
you guys, we love you. We'll see you next week. Don't forget to go become a Patreon supporter so you can listen to our confidential confessions. We're about to record one right now, and we upload those sometimes on Fridays when I remember.
And keep running, okay? Don't
Keep
stop running.
running, run that extra
You
mile.
got this. You got it. As I said, my fat ass on the couch. Thank you. We love you. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.